107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Thursday, May 4th, and we have Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And Ann, of course, it is May 4th, so I got to say, May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. Have to say it.
Thank you. It always sounds like church, and also with you.
There you go. Now, speaking of Star Wars, of course, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was in Stratford all those years ago playing Richard III for us in the King of France, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Alec Guinness in the first season with Stratford Festival. So this season continues. We have previews happening, of course, with Spamalot. I've been running into folks in downtown Stratford that have been loving Spamalot. They were big Monty Python fans and really enjoyed it.
It's hilarious. I can't wait to go again. Really. So funny, and all the jokes that you love from Monty Python and the Holy Grail and more, because it also includes Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, that great song from Life of Brian.
Oh, for sure.
So thrilling that we have something so hilarious on stage, because what else do we need after this long pandemic but a good laugh?
Oh, absolutely. We have King Lear previews continuing with Paul Gross. We have Rent, the musical, previews continuing. But we have a big show that's coming up, Anne.
Yeah, we have Grand Magic starting, which is a play, of course, that none of us have seen, because this is a new English translation. I don't think an English translation existed before this one. Antony Cimolino is directing. It's at the new Tom Patterson Theater. I saw it in just tech rehearsal, so, you know, the first time with costumes and everything all together, and I absolutely loved it. I laughed out loud, but it's also incredibly touching. Very meaningful story, sort of a surprising plot. It's kind of a bit of a mystery. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and I get to see it again this afternoon in the dress rehearsal, so I can tell you how it went, but it's going to be on stage in just a few days, and I highly recommend getting tickets for that.
And featuring Garrett Wynn-Davies. Looking forward to it.
Garrett Wynn-Davies, Gordon Miller, Beck Lloyd. It's really a wonderful, wonderful show. As I said, it's hard when you haven't heard anything about a play at all ever to just take that chance and go, but this one's a sure bet.
It's part of the magic with the Stratford Festival.
Yeah, there you go, it is.
And Grand Magic.
Magic.
And speaking of which, we've got more get-togethers, more celebrations happening, particularly fast approaching in June.
Yes, this year for the Forum, we have grouped it into a number of themed weeks, and the first one is fast approaching in just about a month, and that is Pride Week. And there are some talks and panels happening, but also some special performances. And one of those is Robert, The Real Poems by Robert McQueen. And that played at some point during the pandemic. He developed this play and presented it, and it is about living through the AIDS crisis. I sadly missed it. It was put on by Here for Now Theater, I believe. And I heard a million incredible things about it. And I think I was out of town when it was on. And I was so sorry to miss it. So I'm really thrilled that is going to be at the Meehan Forum this year. So you can see it at the Tom Patterson Theater in Lazaritas Hall. And I really highly recommend people like me who missed it last time around get out to see that. There's also, we're continuing our Forum Funny Fridays, and for Pride Week, Trana Wintour, who is a comedian, a drag comedian, will be there. And we also have Pearl Harbor bringing Agitpop, which is a great cabaret. There is a dinner. There are a lot of conversations and panels that will be fascinating and always are. So that's our first Forum-themed week, and that begins at the beginning of June.
There you go. Again, details with stratfordfestival.ca. It is going to be a jam-packed season. And Anne, just chatting with so many people that are so looking forward to the Stratford Festival season. We're in previews right now, but we're into May, so we've got opening night fast approaching.
We do have opening night fast approaching, and I'm going to start planting this in people's heads, because this year, opening night is going to be on the Tuesday instead of the Monday at the Festival Theater, and I know people love to come out and watch. Everything else is going to be the same. We'll have the red carpet. We'll have the pipers. Everything's going to be as normal except the day. So I hope people will remember to come and turn out on the Tuesday instead of the Monday. And that is May 30th.
Yeah, that is fast approaching. We are so looking forward to just a jammed-packed, great season coming up with Stratford Festival. Anything else, Anne, or just head to the website for tickets?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of other shows that I would love to give a little shout-out to. One of them is the other magical show, which is the family show for the year,
yes.
A Wrinkle in Time. And I think this is going to be really special, and people with children or people who have always loved the classic book are really going to get it. I want to get out to see this. It's a brand new adaptation by Thomas Morgan Jones, who's also directing it, and the costuming, the set, the music. When I say spectacle, I mean it. It's going to be really something beautiful. I think I may have mentioned before that the day we heard some of the music, the whole room had tears streaming down their face. It is so evocative. So I think it would be a beautiful, beautiful introduction to theater for young people. But it's not just a first-time show. It's for all ages.
All right. Well, thanks for spotlighting that. Yes, the family show Wrinkle in Time. It's going to be a big season. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger. As always, Anne, pleasure chatting.
It's great to talk to you, Jamie.